You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
That swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
We got a little baseball for you here at the Coliseum between the Athletics and the Seattle Mariners. Game two of the three-game set. Game three, obviously, tomorrow, a day game here at the Coliseum. George Kirby up against Paul Blackburn, who has been fantastic for the Athletics this year. The local kid has been getting it done. Ken Korak joins us here from the press box at the Coliseum. And what can you say about Paul Blackburn? But I got to tell you, it's been a lot of fun to watch him come into his own, Ken, and just not be a guy that's out there surviving, but a guy that's going out there to win.
And we can say that in all likelihood, he's going to be an all-star representing the A's this year, Chris, at Dodger Stadium. The numbers are great. There's nothing illusory about his numbers. You look at 71 and two-thirds innings, and he's only allowed 60 hits and just 17 walks, Chris. And you look at his month by month. In April, 175. In May, 262. In June, 260. So he's been, you know, incredibly consistent this year. He's in the top five in the league in ERA. And it's been a great story from the standpoint that prior to this year, in the previous 4 years, he had made just a total of 17 starts in the big league. So all credit to him.
Well, the guy from Brentwood, we recently had him on A's Cast Live, and everybody's talking about how he's changed stuff, and he said really hasn't been that big of a change. Don't overblow it. But I did find out what his secret is. Do you know what his secret is?
I think he likes a little pizza, doesn't he?
The night before, and it's not a certain pizza, Ken. He can go to any spot. He said, on the road, I really am not that choosy. He just needs a few slices a night before he starts. That's the magic out on the mound.
I like it. You know, Sunday out in Championship Plaza, they had one of the food trucks was a pizza truck. And we went out there. I think Vince was out there and Feldman and I. So we've been indulging in pizza a little bit out here, too. And he has ticked up a couple miles an hour on his fastball, Chris. He has a really good curveball. He moves it around. And Scott Emerson, who will join us later on your pregame show, kind of breaks down what he's seen from Blackburn this year and also the journey that he's been on. And, you know, Emo is always pretty perceptive when it comes to that stuff.
You know, every single year there's guys who end up on the All-Star team that you go, wow, that's an unbelievable story. I don't know if you can find somebody that story is more unbelievable than his if he's able to get down there to Dodger Stadium for the All-Star game.
Yeah, he's come so far. You know, when he broke in with the A's in 17, in fact, his second major league start was against the Mariners in Seattle, his first road start, and he pitched great. And then after that, he just fell off the map. So you're right, and we are attracted to those stories, those journeys, like Jared Koenig getting his first major league win on Sunday at the age of 28. So that's one of the great things about the game.
And what needs to happen tonight, I didn't realize that the Mariners, they've won 11 of their last 13 games here in Oakland, including seven in a row. That's got to end tonight.
Well, the A's need to win a series too, Chris. And yeah, well, you're right. Remember, they had lost 13 straight games to the Mariners. Then the A's went up there in May and won a series in Seattle. That was the last time the A's have won a series. So, you know, you win today, you could win tomorrow and win a series, and that would be a pretty nice way to go out on what figures to be a pretty arduous road trip for the A's, you know, Chris, to Kansas City, New York, and Seattle.
Weather far different today than yesterday. It's kind of muggy. It's different.
There's been a system moving up from the south that has a lot of moisture with it. So you're right. It has a little bit more of a Midwestern feel tonight.
But that won't affect your call.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get the score right every once in a while, Chris.
You have a wonderful call, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
All right, buddy.
The great Ken Korak with us here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. Who do we have next, Robert? Tommy Malone, now a Seattle Mariner, former Athletics, next, right here on A's Cast.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Ashley is celebrating all the dads and grads this season. Spoil them with limited time deals in store and online with fast delivery. Going on now, buy one recliner and get the second recliner 25% off. And get 12 months special financing. Plus, while you're shopping, enter the Outdoor by Ashley sweepstakes for your chance to win an outdoor makeover worth $10,000. Visit your local Ashley store or tap the banner to shop and save today. Ashley, see store or ashley.com for details.
Hey, where'd you get that synthesizer?
I just bought it. Since we're saving so much with no mortgage down payment and no PMI with Navy Federal Credit Union, I figured I'd put some of that extra money to good use. Oh, and I'm starting a band with some platoon mates.
Great.
Learn how you can save $2,500 on average with a Navy Federal mortgage at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
This is A's Total Access.
The left-hander Tommy Malone joined us earlier on the field for A's Cast Live, and we talked about coming back to the Coliseum, always special for him.
It's always nice seeing familiar faces, you know, no matter where I go. But especially coming here, you know, obviously, like I said, like kind of where it all started. And, you know, I spent a majority of my career, you know, in this place. So, or majority in one spot in this place. But, you know, it's always nice to see these guys. And I was actually thinking to myself, like, it's not the same on the field, but, you know, everywhere else, you know, it's about the same. So it's nice to see everybody again.
So back in the big leagues, tell us how this year's been going for you.
It's been good. You know, started off a little rough. You know, signed with them a little late in spring training. Just dealing with some stuff as soon as I signed. So I was in Arizona for a little bit, cleaned that up. And then started pitching in Tacoma, and you know I think I've had seven starts there, and you know, pitching really well. So now they're giving me the opportunity up here. So you know, right now I can't complain. I get to keep putting on a jersey, get to keep pitching, keep playing, you know, this kid's game, trying to soak up as much as I can, you know, before it's all over. And yeah, just trying to have fun and enjoy it.
For you this off season and affected all of us for, I mean, you're talking about the business of baseball. Just what was that like as a player, a team, looking for that team? What was the lockout like for you?
It wasn't fun by any means. No, I didn't get one call before the lockout, even during the lockout, because technically I was not considered a big league free agent because I had signed with the Reds, played AAA and all that last year to end the season. So technically I could have, you know, signed in the middle of the lockout. But still, you know, it was very weird.
There wasn't really much going on anywhere.
No,
it was odd.
Yeah, for sure. It was kind of an unsettling feeling. You know, obviously like you run scenarios through your head and it's like, nobody's calling. Like, could this be it? You know? But, you know, once it was over, you know, I continued to throw. Obviously, we didn't know how long it was going to last, but I continued to throw in preparation for the year. And, you know, I still felt good, so, you know, I wasn't going to give up. And, you know, eventually had a couple teams call. They came out, saw a bullpen, obviously the Mariners being one of them, and just went from there. They signed me, what, maybe 2 days, 3 days later, and I showed up to spring training.
And knowing that you were going to have a shot to get to the big leagues, right? That's one of the selling points for you.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it helped, you know, being here in 2019. Pitching, I thought, pretty well for them. They know me. So, you know, I think as long as I can continue to be myself, pitch well, I give myself a good shot of getting back up here.
What is it like right now in that Mariner clubhouse? Because I know they had the team meeting. They've had some struggles. Just give me the vibe, what it's like in there.
Yeah, it's still great in there. You know, stuff that happens on the field, you know, obviously I've been with some teams that, you know, you carry it off, and it's almost just like it's just a business, you know, we're just going out there and playing a game and going home. But this group of guys is different than that. You know, even though the record's not showing, you know, what we think that, you know, we can be, it's you know, it's lively in there, having fun, joke around. It's still, you know, it's still the same as if we were winning. You know, it's still a lot of fun. And I think that's probably what's going to, you know, kind of turn the corner, help turn the corner, I guess, is you need those guys in there to keep it loose. And when it's dark, you know, don't get too dark. You know, keep it loose, have fun, and continue to play this game like it's a kid's game, because really it is, and you're supposed to have fun doing it.
We were talking yesterday about team meetings, and you've heard there's the ones where we're throwing all the coaches out. We want everybody out of here. We don't want you to be a part of it, you know, and then there's the ones where coaches are involved. And do they really work in your career? You've probably been through a few of them.
Yeah.
Do they really work in a game where you play every day versus, I guess, if you're like a football team that plays once a week, but a baseball team that plays every single day, how much does it really work?
It's hard to say, because I think in the immediate future, I think it helps a lot, actually. You know, obviously, you're usually doing it on the day of a game, you know, before, or I guess you could do it after the game. But I think it helps, because you get in that mindset of, you know, like let's go. So you have that, like, kind of burst of energy, and, you know, that burst of energy might not last the rest of the season, but it kind of kickstarts you into something that maybe a different gear that you weren't in before. So I think it helps. You might not see it, obviously, because, you know, like you said, it's a long season. You're going to go through your ups and downs, but I think overall you just kind of get into that new gear and burst of energy, and kind of hopefully that gets you kind of back on track.
I asked Scott Emerson, I said, if you could ask Tommy one question, this is his question.
Okay.
Talking about sustainability, staying at this level, and not being a big part of the velo world.
Yeah.
That's not your gig. Your gig is pitching. So what he wanted to know is, what is the key to staying here and sustaining the career as you don't have the big velocity?
Continue to get outs, no matter what that looks like. I think, you know, I've been able to do it for the most part. Obviously, I've had my struggles, but I think just trusting myself and the type of pitcher that I am, and, you know, knowing that I've had success at this level doing it the way that I'm doing it, you know, I think a lot of it is mentality. You got to go out there and know that you're going to get the guy out. You know, if you go out there and you doubt yourself, then you already lost. So, I think for me, it's just confidence to go out there knowing that I'm going to get these guys out, and not backing down.
Tommy Malone is a really good guy, and we'll always root for him. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt and Jared Parker, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return.
Napa Know How.
Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit Pennzoil.com/rewards.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Jessica Kleinschmidt caught up with old A's pitcher Jared Parker. And here is part two of their conversation, starting on what PO means.
In my mind, PO stands for parole officer. So at least,
yeah, there you go.
I watch a lot of true crime, so I'm like, oh, did they check in with the PO? So I mean, that's where my mind went. You're already ahead of me.
Yeah, I'm their PO now. Like, they didn't know that they got a PO as the PO. Like, it's worse to be a PO by me. Trust me, it's way harder. They don't love it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least we know that. Like, oh, you got the PO, Jared Parker. There's that.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the A's Clubhouse Five, the thing that it doesn't really matter who's on the roster. I feel it's always kind of the same. It's laid back. It's fun. And I think Bob Melvin can kind of be brought into that conversation in previous years. I feel like that'd be an easier way to show up every day, is being surrounded by a good group of guys in at that Coliseum Clubhouse. Has that always been the case?
For me, yes. I mean, I think Bob was even in Arizona as the manager as I was drafted, and just like always seeing that nature and just kind of the way he carried himself, and ultimately, you know, it wasn't the words and, you know, how much he was saying, but it was when, you know, when it was said and how, you know, how he said it was where, you know, he set himself aside from other leaders. And, you know, even being in San Diego last week and the week, talking to the grounds crew, like everyone around a ballpark that is involved with Bob is family. You know, they feel involved. Like, he makes everybody, you know, feel like this is going to be all of us when this thing wins, you know. And he says win, it's not like if.
Yeah.
And I think that's always been a thing with Bob, where, you know, the more the merrier. And I think everybody getting on the same page in his page is pretty easy to get on.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned before, like, he's also just very approachable. It doesn't matter how many years removed, he'll still return a text and still talk. And I feel like that's always a blessing. And we definitely miss him around here. Now the Coliseum, it's definitely full of historical moments and first time. And I love talking to guys when they talk about, you know, maybe they've made their major league debut or anything like that. Do you have any particular Coliseum memories that just will never escape your brain?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of them. I think just like everyone always asks me when I get in these things, or like, you know, the kids like, where did you play? What was your favorite ballpark? And they like kind of stare at me twice when I say the Coliseum, because I loved pitching there at night, you know, just because it was, I don't know, it was something about pitching there at night, history prior, you know, even the history we were making, you know, like nobody expect us to do anything in 12, 13, 14, those years where we made, you know, pretty big memories for ourselves while just kind of going along with the plan. You know, I don't think any of us knew what really was going on at the time and how big it was to do that back to back years.
That's something that I've really been impressed by, is even if they're not filling up the Coliseum, it feels like there's a lot of people there. And that's the kind of the ultimate definition that I get from a lot of pitchers. So that's always good.
Great stuff. Up next, Eric Martins with Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for summer vacation now at O'Reilly Auto Parts with up to a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. With the power, performance, and reliability your vehicle demands, Superstart batteries are made to deliver long life and consistent starts. Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Wednesday baseball, the A's and the Mariners game two of their three-game series. And on this Wednesday, we visit with A's infield and base running coach Eric Martins. And Eric, there's a lot to be excited about at the moment where there are two young players in Jonah Bride and Nick Allen who are here. It seems like they're going to get some significant playing time. But the key is trying to find the routine for these guys. And what is that process going to be like?
You know, I got two guys that are willing to work, and that's part of the process. You know, you get two guys that are willing to work, then, you know, the routine that we have set for all our guys out here just becomes part of their routine every single day. You know, and they challenge me to want to do it every day, which I want to do it every day. And it's, you know, it's fun to get those guys that want to come out here and are continuing to try to get better every single day. You know, Nick's got the staple of being the defensive wizard, which he is, but there's a lot of things that he also needs to work on. And Jonah's working at a couple different positions after transferring to catcher, coming up as a third baseman, playing some second base. So there's a lot of stuff that he needs to work on, and getting those guys out here every single day and early is exciting.
Before stretch, before batting practice, you've got the ladder drill going, you've got the cones, and you're down on a knee, you're hitting the short fungos to these guys. Explain what each of those different components bring to the table, what you're hoping to accomplish when they work on those drills every day.
Well, you know, I think Wash set a precedent here when he was here with us with the glove work, and I just incorporated a little stuff that I like to do with getting the feet going. You know, I think the first thing for me is the importance of the footwork and your feet getting going and stuff like that. And then we incorporate, you know, a lot of the stuff that Wash used to do here with the glove work when they're on their knees and working on their hands and the way they're working through the baseball. And then I get up and incorporate their feet and their hands with a little bit of short fungo where they got to kind of attack it and get their feet in a position to either forehand, Adam, or backhand. So it's a lot of different components that go into it. You know, for me, the most important thing as an infield coach for me is the feet. If your feet work, it'll get you in a good position to field the ball and make good throws across the diamond.
How could you simplify it with so many players, six or seven guys at third, at second, at first base? You know, you've got Elvis at shortstop, but trying to get them into the mindset of no matter what position you're playing at, I know each position is different, but there is a basic foundation we're trying to get to first.
Absolutely, and that's what the routine is. It doesn't matter what position you're playing, your feet have to move, and your glove has to be in the right position to be able to come through a baseball, come through a backhand, put yourself in a position, a good fielding position to make a throw across the diamond. So I think a lot of the stuff that we do beforehand, doesn't matter what position you're going to play that day. And then when you're going to play a specific position for a couple days in a row and you haven't played there in a while, then we'll go do some extensive work like we did today. We had some early work with Jonah and Nick and Sheldon, who kind of bounce around between those three shift positions of shortstop and second, and working some feeds and some double play turns from those positions. So, I mean, the stuff that we do before, it doesn't matter what position you're going out to play that day, that plays everywhere.
How much does the shift play a part in just trying to, it's different, angles are different, throws are different, positioning is different?
No, absolutely. I mean, even Elvis, you know, Elvis having to move to playing that second base position, he's never really worked a certain feed from a different angle. So, you know, something that we worked on, I think, it, and with Elvis being the veteran, all it was going out there for 5 minutes early one day on the road and working some different kind of feeds and what kind of feed at a certain kind of ball that you're going to get that he picked up right away. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things that go into that. You know, the third basemans are almost going to play in the 5-6 hole in a shift against the lefty, but they got to be in a position to be able to make that double play feed to the second baseman. And it's a different feed because you're further away from the bag, so that underhand feed now turns into a throw. So it's different footwork and different techniques that you have to work with those things.
When you look at the position of first base, maybe you don't realize how important it is until you don't have that steady influence there, which the A's had for years with Matt Olson. You've got guys working hard there. Seth Brown has experience there.
Yep.
Christian Bethencourt really didn't have experience there. And when I asked him, I said, what's your goal? And he said, I want to catch the ball. And keep it simple from that point of view. What are you seeing from that position over there?
Those guys are getting better. I mean, Seth is starting to settle in. I had Seth in 19 where he played a lot of his time at first base, so I knew he can go over there and play well. And now that he's getting more run over there, you're starting to see him move around the bag a lot better, coming off the bag and working behind the bag, coming and getting some balls. So he's getting a lot more comfortable over there. For him, it was just getting more reps and more playing time in the big leagues there. Bethencourt has played some in winter ball there, so just a matter of keeping it simple with him and Vogt, and even if Jed gets an opportunity over there, just keeping things simple, just keeping in front of the ball and giving the pitchers a good feed. You know, the picks are going to be the picks. You know, Jed's an infielder, so picking ball shouldn't be hard for him. You know, Vogt and Bethencourt, they're catchers, so they're used to kind of backhanding balls, but it's putting them in a position to read the hops and certain picks differently and working on those things.
Okay, Eric, let's shift gears. You know, things have not gone as well as the A's would like in terms of wins and losses, but coaching at first base and the running game has been outstanding. And it's not like you have one or two guys that are stealing bases. You've got everybody believing if they do things correctly, mechanically, read moves, that they can be base stealers. How excited have you been to watch that come together?
That's been great. You know, it's another thing that's something that was new for me this year, and it just kind of goes into, you know, my background of scouting and just scouting pitchers and watching moves. You know, we do a good job as a whole staff of tendencies and certain counts and what they're going to throw in certain counts, and me just watching pitchers' moves and when they pick and seeing if I can find some tips. You know, what kind of move they have. If they don't have a great move, we can extend our lead a little bit. If we can extend our lead a little bit and he has a favorable time, then we're going to be successful most of the time, and we've done a pretty good job this year.
And then given that the A's aren't really the power-hitting team that some clubs are, how important is it to go first to third, second to home, preaching to the guys we need to keep on pushing that extra 90 feet to try to get runs home?
Well, that's one of the things that we preached this year in spring training was cutting down our outs on the bases. I think we were like one of the worst teams last year in outs on the bases, whether going first and third the wrong time or scoring runners at the wrong time. And we've done a better job this year. Now I think we're like in the top 10. So that's something that we've done a good job, and we keep preaching with that. You know, it's just putting the opportunity and taking the thinking game away from them. There'll be certain situations where I'll tell these guys, hey, it's okay to be aggressive right here. So when they go, they know they can be aggressive instead of having to think about it. And there'll be times where we'll be like, look, you got to make sure you're standing up third base. And they make that decision right away and they shut it down. And we've done a good job with that.
He always appreciates you. Thank you.
Oh, always. Anytime, Vince.
Eric Martin's joining us, and there'll be more of A's Total Access when we return after this.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures, no worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnik giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A'sCast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
It's time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. How about this? Keep the Mariners under 4 runs. Why? Because the Mariners are an MLB worst 3-29 when they score 3 runs or fewer. That's .094 winning percentage right there. How about that? And when they score 4 runs or more, they're 27-10. So it's that simple. Just keep them under 4 runs. And Julio Rodriguez, this kid, last 8 games hitting .355, .992 OPS. And in their wins, he's hitting .364. So circle somebody in the lineup. Circle that kid and don't let him beat you. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Mark Kotze, what's going on with Stephen Piscotty?
Yeah, he had 5 at-bats. He walked, went 1-for-4. Biggest thing is he came out of that game feeling good, and he'll be back in it tonight.
Is he going to play right tonight?
Yeah, if he was DH last night, he's gonna play, he's slated to play right field. That's based on, you know, how he warms up and how his body feels.
So that's good news, and also good news is that Nick Allen is going to be playing shortstop for the Athletics tonight. I think you're going to start seeing more of that. Of course, Nick last night got his first career home run. We had him on A's Cast Live earlier today talking about it. Always a special moment, rounding those bases, and you're thinking about, wow, in the big leagues, first career home run, such a special moment. But hopefully just the first of many big hits for Nick Allen in his career, and he's a super talent. There is no question about it. Coming up next is Nick Allen. We'll talk to him right here on A's Total Access.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Who's feeling pretty good about the car they drive right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
I love my Honda CR-V.
I'd recommend a Honda to anybody.
Pricing? I mean, for what you get, it's amazing.
According to J.D. Power, Honda's the number one brand for residual value. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Based on J.D. Power U.S. ALG 36-month residual value forecast for 2022 mainstream models. For J.D. Power 2022 award info, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Nick Allen stopped by the set of A's Cast Live earlier today. Hopefully this kid is going to be a superstar. The guy who got his first career dinger last night, Nick Allen, joins us here. Last time we were just, big league, family, everything. How nice is it to come back up? You're not dealing with all that. You're coming back just to play. How good has that been?
Amazing. It's great to have my family here, for my debut. But now, it's just time to play some baseball, try to help the team win whichever way I can. So I think that's what I came in with the mentality to do. It's still, obviously it's the big leagues, so it's a little different. But, I came with a better mindset for sure.
You got the change up, and you didn't miss it. When you hit it, did you know it was gone?
I didn't know it was gone. It felt good. I just was like, just don't catch it. Whatever you do, don't catch it. Let me get on base right here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, went over the fence. So I was definitely happy when I saw that.
And when you're going around the bases, you're flying around. What are you thinking? The adrenaline's going. Do you think, wow, my first big league home run? What's going through your mindset as you're rounding the bases?
I was definitely thinking about that. I was like, dang, this is what it feels like. I was just happy that I did it. Just happy to help the team put some runs on the board. It was definitely running around. I just thought about, a lot of my family, everything they've sacrificed, and it's like, dang, I wish they were here for it. Luckily, my fiance was in the stands. It was definitely a surreal moment. Definitely happened fast. It happened quicker than I thought it would. So when I got back in the dugout, I was like, dang, that just happened. And, I wish I would have slowed down a little bit more and just to take it all in.
A little more of a trot. A little more pimping it a little bit would have been. But it's your first one.
Yeah.
You're so jacked up. It's unbelievable. The speed of the game. Do you think it's going to change for you than the last time we saw you?
I'm hoping it does. I think it's just baseball. So that yesterday I felt great. So I know it will. It's definitely a difference. Obviously, that's why it's the big leagues. But it's baseball at the end of the day. So I'm more I play, the more I feel a lot better.
So tell us the difference, because obviously AAA, the great talent down there. You're still talking the best players in the world are in AAA, as well as here at the big league level. Just tell us what it's like, the speed of the game, because I know that's something David Forrest talked about with you. Speed of the game, AAA versus up here.
I think it's just getting used to playing in a big stadium with a lot of fans and being able just to lock in on the moment. I think when you do that, then it just becomes baseball. So at the end of the day, locking in on what you need to do, making sure all that it's the outside noise. I think that's the biggest thing for sure. So it's keeping your blinders on, focusing on what you got to do, help the team win. And I think that's when it starts slowing down a lot easier. But there's just it's consistent talent up here for sure. You don't get a night off. So not saying you do in AAA, but, having to take in everything from the outside and then focusing on what you got to do on the field. I think that's the biggest thing.
And that's something that it's hard to explain to the fans, because the fans just see you guys as baseball players. They don't think about when you leave here, everything that's going on. And yeah, up here, it definitely is a different lifestyle. It's just different. It's hard to explain.
It's hard for me to explain too. I'm just glad I'm here. Whatever I can do to help the team win, is my obviously biggest priority. So, I'm happy to be here.
And the cool thing, call him up, get him into the lineup. That's always good. What did Mark Kotze say to you when you came back up?
It's just good to have you here. All this, pretty much the same old stuff. I know he's San Diego. I'm from San Diego, so we've kind of known each other before any of this. He was just, be ready to play. And I think that's the biggest thing. I was ready to play, so.
And then we're going to see it back at the natural spot, shortstop tonight. The moving around, do you like it, or would you rather just say, hey, listen, I play short, let's roll here, old number six in the infield?
Yeah, growing up I was just pretty much a lot of shortstop, but I knew I had to play second base because that would help me in my career. And I've done that my whole life, but wherever you need me is where I'm going to play, and that's where I'm comfortable playing, whether you need me in center field or catcher or whatever you need.
Center field?
But
have you played outfield?
Maybe like one time in like Little League or a couple times, I don't know. But whatever you need me to do. So tonight's shortstop, and obviously that's my main position, so I'm pumped and ready to go.
So when you've gone over to second base, have you gotten to a point to where you're as comfortable playing second as short, or is it still a little different?
No, I've always been comfortable there. I think there's some certain things that I can keep working on, and that's what Emar and I are doing. Emar is our infielding coach, yeah, and first base coach, and yeah, we're just working on some certain flips, you know, that I can get in a game, or being in the shift. I think that's the biggest thing, because growing up, you never practice a shift, especially for me at second base too. Just getting used to that. And other than that, I mean, I've played it. I've played a lot of games there, I think, throughout my minor league career. So I'm pretty comfortable.
Yeah, people don't think about how shifting changes. Like, from a shortstop standpoint, for years, we would take Marcus Semien and put him in short right field. I mean, he was getting balls. It'd be a ball roped to him. And he's, like, in front of the right fielder picking it up, throwing the guy at first base. I don't think people realize in second base we can move you up the middle, can move you. There's so many different ways you move guys in the shifts. And it's something I've asked, and no one really wants to answer, because I sit here and I watch every BP. I watch you guys take ground balls. No one's taking ground balls in short right field. It's like you guys don't practice it as much as they claim that they do. So talk about how the shifting around is – not as comfortable as people may think it is.
When you go out, I want to take ground balls today, you know, you just go out to like shortstop or second base, and that's kind of like those main positions. But, you know, early work, we do get some work in there. Not a lot out in short right field. Something I can work on myself. Just get out there and tell Emari, like, I want to take some ground balls out here, because it's something you need to practice. You're going to be in the game doing it. So,
well, and you've never made that throw.
Yeah. I mean, you, it's just, I guess it's just something you just do naturally, right? So, we do work on a lot of double plays in the shift. I think that's the biggest thing, because that's, you're in a different spot, different, you know, it's different throws. But definitely, I mean, I could take it upon myself to go out there and take some more ground balls. We put in a lot of work, a lot of good work. Everything we do here is structured in the right way. So,
yeah, I just think that there is something about when you get a ground ball and you look, let's say you're at second base and you look, and now you're throwing to second, and at turning the double play, there's a third baseman there, yeah, and not a shortstop. There's just stuff that, like you said, you didn't see it as a kid,
yeah,
and you don't see it as much. Then you get up here, and it got to a point you're shifting on almost every batter, and then you got guys who are used to playing on the right side, now they're playing on the left side because we now shift against right-handed hitters more than ever before. It just, I can see where it's just not comfortable.
No, it's learning. It's a learning step. It's more reps, the more you get, feel better, and the more confidence you get. And I'm in a good place with it right now, so.
The aha moment now for you in the big leagues. Like, I'm here. Ah, this is great. What's the aha moment?
I don't know. It's just being in the stadium. You know, after early work, you know, sitting on the bench and being just looking out and be like, man, there's not another level above this. You're here.
You have nowhere to go after this.
You have nowhere to go. So now it's just you staying here and doing whatever you can to put wins on the board. So I think that was definitely a big aha moment, is when you sit on that bench and you're looking out and you're like, dang, we're here.
You know, I hate to bring up the record, but the record is what it is. It's the worst record in baseball right now. And obviously this is a team, same thing across with the Seattle Mariners. It's not the season that they're looking for. What is it like in the clubhouse you come back up? Because obviously things have changed. It's gotten a little bit worse from a standpoint. But what's the mentality like? How is the group right now in the clubhouse?
I think the group's sticking together really well. It's baseball. Things happen. We're doing everything we can. The coaching staff's putting together a great plan for us to keep getting better every day. And, I think it's just a process. And, it's a long season. So we're just taking it one day at a time. And from what I've seen is, everyone's sticking together.
To hear the entire interview, you go to athletics.com/A'sCast. Up next, It's Ken Korak and Scott Emerson as we get you ready for A's baseball. A's and the Mariners coming your way right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Beautiful day. It's a Wednesday at the Coliseum. It's game two between the A's and the Mariners. And A's pitching coach Scott Emerson is with us, of course. And, you know, Emo, even though the ball club lost the game yesterday, was that a step forward for James Kaprielian last night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we go back to the start of the season where he started the year on the DL and he was a little bit behind. And now it's just playing a little bit of catch up with him. And you know, when you start out the year on the DL, you're kind of searching for what went wrong per se. Why did he get hurt and why he didn't feel so good? So hopefully last night was a great game for him to build off of and have continued success.
His slider to me was pretty sharp last night.
Yeah, he was throwing it really good down the zone, had late bite, and he used it often. You know, like I said, when you're coming into some games and you might think you haven't had some good outings before and you got a good slider going, I think you're going to wear it out. He wore it out a little bit last night to his benefit.
You know, as we sit here today, Emo, to me, Paul Blackburn would be the odds-on favorite to represent the A's in the All-Star game. He has 6 wins. He's in the top 5 in the American League in ERA. Is there one thing that really stands out to you as you evaluate Paul's first half?
I think I just look at Paul on a whole and just the consistency of his starts that he's, you know, he's been in the rotation the whole year. Once he made the rotation, he knew he was probably going to stay in this rotation if he pitched good. It was his job to lose, and confidence that he's gaining each and every start. I think he starts to understand that he does belong here. You know, he might not be that power pitcher, but he's the pitcher. You know, he moves his baseball around really well. He changes speeds. He's unpredictable. And he's had one great season so far.
You know, his ERA, you mentioned the consistency, it's been under 3 for every month so far this year.
Well, you know, like I said, it's his ability to throw strikes, attack the strike zone. You know, I just think his pitch mix is much better this year than it's ever been. His delivery is solid, really repeatable, and that equals confidence.
Can you describe the journey that he's been on and his perseverance and the way that he managed the fact that in the previous 4 years, he made just a total of 17 starts in the big leagues?
Yeah, you know, I think his persistence to purpose is leading to his success. He's gone out there and he's worked hard. He's done some things in the off seasons to make some adjustments, and I think for the better. And that's just gaining consistency in his delivery. I think that's one thing that you know I really notice is how consistent he is. And his pitch mix, like I said earlier, are something that's really helped him out.
How do pitchers, and I guess any player from that standpoint, deal with those times when you're down in the minor leagues and you're wondering if the call is ever going to come again?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, you dream your whole life about being a Major League Baseball player, and when you're pitching good in the minor leagues and it doesn't happen, there's always a letdown. And when you're pitching bad in the minor leagues, you're sitting there going, man, am I going to have a job after this game? You know, I got to start doing better and put more pressure on yourself. So it's not an easy task, but, you know, I like our guys to go out there and work on being a major league pitcher no matter what level they're at.
You love the journey. We haven't talked to you since Jared Kane got his first major league win on Sunday out here. What an amazing thrill for him.
Yeah, unbelievable to come out here. You know, it's not easy to get to the big leagues, and to win a major league game, it's even better for him. And he did a great job of mixing his pitches, moving it around, and it was great to see.
All right, Townie, that's Scott Emerson, and we'll send things back down over to you.
Ah, he's the best, Emo. Coming up next, A's baseball. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.